Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 28th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Q&A with Anthony Marinello, President and Owner of Tropic Air Charters. Anthony Marinello, President and Owner of Tropic Air Charters, brings over 35 years of distinguished service in law enforcement and aviation operations. With more than 14,000 flight hours, he leads a 30-year U.S. air carrier providing services between Florida and the Bahamas. Marinello also founded Tropic Air Rescue, offering helicopter rescue services in the Bahamas. His experience in law enforcement and aviation led him to launch this critical service, filling a gap in the aviation rescue sector. Tropic Air Rescue memberships provide access to emergency helicopter services, ensuring timely medical transport to South Florida hospitals. Marinello emphasizes the importance of safety in aviation, highlighting the need for two pilot operations and twin-engine aircraft for increased safety. His flying philosophy emphasizes experience and risk management. His public service values influence the way he runs his businesses, prioritizing mission success and crew safety. Marinello's advice to young professionals interested in aviation and public service is to pursue a fulfilling and rewarding career path that can save lives and make a lasting impact.
Lockheed faces costly setbacks as fighter jet future dims. Lockheed Martin is facing financial strain with over $3.6 billion in charges in recent quarters, raising concerns about managing costs on defense programs. The F-35 program has suffered delays and added costs, while Pentagon cuts and European allies reevaluating orders are hurting jet exports. Losing out on key fighter programs has left Lockheed sidelined from future development. The company is focusing on missile systems, hypersonic weapons, and the Golden Dome missile defense program, but near-term visibility is limited. Despite challenges, Lockheed reaffirms its 2025 free cash flow outlook. Investors are banking on Lockheed stabilizing execution and capitalizing on missile defense growth for future recovery.
Learman balks at $300 million IT contract over competition transparency concerns. The Board of Public Works approved a $300 million IT contract despite concerns about transparency and competition. Comptroller Brooke Learman raised questions about the deal's impact on Maryland businesses and state agencies. The contract allows 8 pre-approved companies to provide digital services on a rotating basis, limiting future review by the board. Learman expressed concerns about vendors' lack of control over assigned work and the potential disadvantages they may face. She hopes to avoid similar contracts in the future.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.